Into pure energy, therefore, they presently transformed themselves, and on a thousand worlds the empty shells they had discarded twitched for a while in a mindless dance of death, then crumbled into rust. Now they were lords of the galaxy, and beyond the reach of time. They could rove at will among the stars and sink like a subtle mist through the very interstices of space. But despite their godlike powers, they had not wholly forgotten their origin in the warm slime of a vanished sea, and they still watched over the experiments their ancestors had started so long ago. Chapter 38, The Sentinel. The air in the ship is getting quite foul, and I have a headache most of the time. There's still plenty of oxygen, but the purifiers never really cleaned up all the messes after the liquids aboard started boiling in a vacuum. When things get too bad, I go down into the garage and bleed off some pure oxygen from the pods.